This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy. Joy
94.9. Warning, warning, this is an official warning. The health service recommends you turn off your radio now. This program is not good for you. It will fry your brain. It will cause lasting insanity.
Oh God!
We don't know if this is safe. You have been warned.
Razor blades in my eyes.
We want you.
Ugh.
God.
My ears. We warned you. Oh God, it's too late.
Meow.
Oh God, someone poke my eardrums out now. I can't handle it any longer.
Potentially inspired people, not just in other creators, but also in the community, to have a look at something and go, I can do that, you know, which is exactly what they can do. You know, anyone can make a mini comic.
Sci-fi and Scream.
The mini comic con?
Mini comic con, yeah.
It is mini comic con. Okay. Yep. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. And we finally have her. We've accosted her from the Festival of a Photocopier 2015 held at the Melbourne Town Hall. We have, you know, wrenched her away. Well, actually, it's closed for the day. And she's here in the Joy Studios. Alicia Jade, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sonia.
It is finally time to have you here.
It's funny that every time we've seemed to be spoken, there's never time to get here. And then today on a fly in, fly out, you're right around the corner.
I know. It's nuts. Thank you, Melbourne Town Hall. And thank you, the City of Melbourne, for putting on that awesome event to be at such a lovely place. And the Melbourne Town Hall for the Festival of the Photocopier. Amazing. But Alicia was there. You had your table. You flew in at 12.
Yeah. got up at 5, flew in, fly in, fly out. I expected to be here slightly earlier, but the traffic was horrendous. Coming in, there seems to be a lot on today.
Sports,
it's just everything
things
happening in the city. So thankfully, when I got in, Matt Nichols, who's a good friend, had saved me half a table.
Oh.
Yeah, that was many. I've met so many people today, especially off Twitter, which was amazing. So there's just heaps. Writing Geordie, I met. There's just so many.
Isn't it funny? It takes all this time, and then finally you meet them, you go, oh, that's you.
Oh my goodness.
Yay.
Oh, I have a voice to the name now.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Or a human being to the portrait or to the profile face or whatever.
Yeah, thankfully most of them had profile pictures that I could recognize. Except, did you bring the cat? This is for identification purposes.
Now let's cut to the chase, because I know we're a bit limited for time, because this lady is flying out again very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to make sure she gets to the Southern Cross station on time for the shuttle. Don't want to mess up that. Now, of course, you've been telling me, or I've heard on the grapevine through all the social media, that there's something coming up really special in Brisbane that you're going to be organising. Tell us what it is.
There is. So it's called Mini Comic Con, and it came about. I do a lot of mini comics in between my main comic series 7, mostly as a way to just distract myself. I need to work on different things to keep myself focused, ironically. So I've been doing mini comics for a while, and I've noticed that often they fit in really well. valid zine offence, but there's no real sort of focus on a lot of them. So I really wanted to run an event that was mini comic specific. I knew that there wouldn't be a whole lot of people who had mini comics already. So of course it's fine for them to bring other things as well. So we've got a few zinesters coming, which is awesome. We've got the Time Machine guys might pop by from Nambour, which is great. And we've got a couple of comic people as well that I know, some of whom have actually never made a mini comic before, that are making a mini comic specifically for the event. And I just can't say enough how absolutely ecstatic I am that people are finding and experimenting with mini comics as a result of this coming up. So it's on the 28th of February. It's running from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. because we all like to sleep in, and it'll give me time in the morning to run around and organize everything.
And you won't have to fly anywhere, you yourself, this time.
Well,
it's in Brisbane.
Yeah, I won't need to fly anywhere. I'll just drive in the morning. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes, because we don't have a lot of events in Brisbane, so it's always difficult to get exactly how it will go. We have a number of store holders that are coming. A couple are coming from interstate, which is great, but I'm really hoping that if this goes really well, that we'll have a bit of a groundswell and people will get interested in doing it. There are a couple of people who have emailed me who I don't even know who they are, who picked up the flyer at an event that I was at, or who have seen it around, who have said, oh, I can't make a mini comic for this one, but the next one I'll have a mini comic and I'll come along. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, that's so amazing.
So what constitutes a mini comic to you?
Well, traditionally, if you go by sort of the US sort of standards, there are very specific measurements that it has to meet. But to me, it's really anything that you look at and you just think it's small.
Yeah.
So anything that's, I've sort of said to everyone, look, use your judgment, but as long as it's A5 or smaller, and probably stick to something that's staple bound, like not a perfect bound sort of graphic novel sort of thing, that's fine. But to be honest, I'm not really into policing it. If someone comes up with something that's perfect bound and it's 200 pages, but it's, you know, the size of my hand, which is quite small, then, you know, go for it. I mean, I don't think that, as long as we look at something and, you know, the creator looks at something and goes, you know what, this is my mini comic, then I'm totally down for that.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. And it's the first one.
Yes. So, well, I'm not sure if any other mini comic events have been run in Australia. I couldn't find any when I tried searching, but it's definitely the first one that I know of that's been held in Brisbane. So we've got Zix, which is a zine and comic event, and that's really amazing.
Getting a lot of, that's been building, isn't it?
It'll be its third year this year when it runs. Mm-hmm. So that was really great. And I really wanted to have something that had a similar feel in terms of, you know, just being really laid back, but that potentially inspired people, not just in other creators, but also in the community, to have a look at something and go, I can do that, you know, which is exactly what they can do. You know, anyone can make a mini comic, you know, it's, you know, it can be 4 pages, black and white, photocopied, and it's there. So it's something that I want to demonstrate. So the day is going to have some workshops as well. It's all free. So it's all free entry. The tables work out to be free. There's going to be some workshops that are going to be held for the public that are going to be free. And there's going to be a free little reading area as well. So I've got a bit of a mini comic collection going, and a couple of friends that I've got in Brisbane have said that they might be bringing some mini comics as well, so we could just put them out for people to read. Because when you say comic or even mini comic, you know, people either don't know what you're talking about, or they don't associate a mini comic immediately with comics as with a capital C. So it'll be really great to sort of inject that different side of things into the community that we have up there, to say, you know what, this is something, you know, you can spend a day on it and you can make a mini comic if you know, it's almost like zines, but
people can make them there, can they?
Like, yeah, well, I mean, we're gonna have tables with supplies, so it's gonna be we're really gonna be encouraging people to, you know, have a go. It's something that, especially the last couple of years, I've been really passionate about sort of pushing people towards mini comics. There are a couple of people who I know that have started since I've been doing them have just gone, you were right, they're amazing. I'm just like, yes.
Yeah. Less, well, not saying less time, but certainly more, I guess, like a short story. You've really got to hone it. You've really got to get it down to its basics and keep it, you know, fairly straightforward and simple.
Yeah, it's something, it can be very structured. I've seen some that are just art mini comics, which are really nice as well. The Mini Comic of the Month Club does a lot of really interesting things with the artists that are in there, so that's been really interesting to watch. But they can be anything, really. I mean, if you try to do an epic in mini comic form, either you're going to have a lot of mini comics, which is fine, or you might have something that's, you know, a massive...
Do you have to be a Brisbane person?
No. Okay. No, anyone can come. I mean, you know, it's the first year, so I wouldn't recommend, you know, if it costs you an arm and a leg to fly up and you're, you
well,
know,
look, it might be your thing to fly.
You might really enjoy it, but I'm not sure, you know, being a first year thing and not knowing how the community in Brisbane public-wise is geared up for it, it's a bit of an experiment. So we've got a couple of people who are coming up, so we'll see how it goes. I'm really hoping that it goes really well, obviously. Mm. We've actually had a lot of support from the State Library of Queensland, which is really great, and we're looking to really try and sort of push that to get the word out to everybody. But it's so hard to get the word out in a small community, especially when I didn't realise you can't just hang posters everywhere.
That's illegal.
Yeah, I found that out. Thank goodness I Googled it before I went around pasting them everywhere. Yeah. But it's one of those learning things. Yeah. So really looking to, you know, get the word out as many ways as we can and get some things online and get things in the paper. So we'll see how we go.
So where can people go if they want to find out
more?
Oh
my goodness, where can people go? People can go basically everywhere. No, there's a website. It's called myminicomiccon.com. There's also a Facebook page for Minicomiccon. There's an event page for the actual event as well. So take a look at that and have a bit of a join if you want to receive updates. We're going to be promoting, or I mean, I say we, but I'm going to be promoting all the people who've signed up to come as well. So I'm going to be posting their work all over the sites everywhere, because it's really about, you know, it's about the people that are coming, right? Mm. Because, you know, if I didn't think this was something that would really benefit them and that everyone could get excited about, I wouldn't worry about it. But it's their work that I want to get out there. Mm. And mine too, obviously. I do Minicom. Mm. But be behind my own table on the day, but I'll have, you know, my
I think
you'll
be pretty busy doing other stuff.
I think I'll be pretty busy running around. I need to find, like, I really want to find a postman's hat from The Legend of Zelda so I could have, like, a postman's hat on and run around all day, because that would be amazing.
We'll find a few people to do that. So get some volunteers. So maybe if people want to volunteer too to help out, you'll be open to that.
Absolutely. Always looking for a couple of volunteers. We have a couple already, but definitely more looking for a couple more. More is always good. Yeah, well, I've just had word from The Edge that we may be able to move into a slightly different space that would be slightly bigger. So we'd be able to offer more things for the community. So
Fabulous. If
anyone's interested, I would write you a glowing referral for whatever you needed.
You have to do the volunteering first though.
People. Yeah, no, volunteering first.
You have to help. I actually do have when she says get me a coffee or a herbal tea, you gotta do that.
It'd be more please take those scissors off that small child.
No running with scissors, it's family friendly.
We're making comics, not impaling ourselves.
Now that's another workshop further up the
road. Yeah, that's the horror workshop that we're working on.
Oh well, excellent. Well, that sounds wonderful. It's awesome. And check out that 28th of February, that's this year of course, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. it's the first of its kind happening in Queensland, where a lot of fabulous things do happen. The Mini Comic Con. Alicia Jade, thank you for speaking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream.
Thank you, Sonia.
Cool.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
Podcasts and show blogs.
Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.